As I was sharing in Shabbat last night, we're in this week of Revelation. I love Revelation. It uncovers. It moves us forward. And when you think of prophetic revelation, that means you're hearing the mind and the heart of God and expressing it. We have a longtime friend from Houston, Penny Jackson. She just retiring this week from being a devoted teacher of students, school teacher, for over 40 years, and at River Oaks Academy there. And it is such a blessing to be in relationship with her. One of the things Penny does is dialogue with the Lord and write her revelation. Now, I want to encourage you, and I want to use this as an example for you. As you're coming into this dialogue with the Lord to find His mind and find His heart, I want you to think about recording what He's saying to you some way. You can record it by speaking. You can record it by writing. You're going to see a picture of Penny Jackson following, even with her pen in her hand. It is just amazing how revelation comes. This whole week has been about revelation. You've been hearing people speak. You've been watching people move forward. And yet it is so important that we understand that in this week of revelation, God is speaking to us. The Lord is communicating to us. See, prophecy has five key dimensions to it. It comes for comfort. It comes for encouragement. It comes for exhortation. It comes to bring us direction. And it comes to unlock our redemptive purpose. Penny hears the Lord very clearly on things, but it's always so encouraging to me. And so the following word I have for you is written down. And I want you to look at it. It has timing within it. It has caution within it. It has encouragement within it. And it has how God is protecting us in all the changes that we're going through. You have to remember, we've been in a redefining season. We've been in a season that God is preparing to recompense us from our lost in the past. We've been in a restoring season. And this word is really leading you there. Another thing about this word is, see, nations are in the valley of decision. And this word has implications about how the nations are being, God is watching after the nations. I want you to be able to see that in this word. I want you to be able to understand that. I know our nation has been in crisis for over a year and a half. It's really been in crisis for about 3 years now. And we're headed into some major changes ahead. This word will encourage you in the changes ahead, but it will also say, don't be surprised at what you're going to see. Now, I want you to enter in to revelation from a dialogue. She's been dialoguing with the year, with the Lord over the last period of time. And what one thing you can do is, see, Holy Spirit is very efficient. You can take what God is saying to you and put it into a clear form so that you're just in this running conversation with Him. That's why I wanted to use this example for you. Enter in as you read this word from Penny Jackson.